Are you looking for some extra cash? Well, the answer may actually be right in your closet. Tradesy is an online marketplace where people can sell their secondhand clothing and accessories. And now with these supply chain disruptions, a lot more people are actually turning to buying used clothing. Joining us now for more is the CEO of Tradesy, Tracy D'Annunzio, and Yahoo Finance's Danny Romero. Good to have you here, Tracy. So I'm curious what the trends are that you're seeing right now as more people look to the secondhand market for their clothing.
Yeah, we've seen an explosion in sales of small leather goods, accessories, scarves, things that we consider giftable items are selling. We're up 60% year over year on items like that. And we still haven't even gotten into the bulk of holiday shopping yet.
Yeah, and I wanted to ask about, you know, among the Gen Zs, it seems like they are the ones most inclined to buying secondhand clothing. Why is that?
Well, younger generations are more on board with the idea that their habits, especially their consumer habits, are going to determine the future of our climate. And so fashion and apparel causes 10% of all of our global greenhouse gas emissions. And it's younger generations who are really taking the initiative to change in this industry, shifting away from fast fashion and making big efforts to buy pre-owned and to sell the things that they're no longer wearing.
Yeah, and following up to that is, how is Tradesy like different from ThredUp, Poshmark, Mercari, because there's an even Depop as well?
Yeah, so we're particularly focused on luxury. So Tradesy is one of the only sites where you can find all of the luxury brands on earth, from Louis Vuitton to Chanel to Gucci to new indie brands that are just coming out. And the reason that we focus so specifically on luxury is that we want people to buy higher quality goods that can have multiple owners throughout their lifetimes and never, ever end up in a landfill. The other thing that makes us different is that we're peer-to-peer. So we don't take any inventory. We do everything with technology. We replace human middlemen with smart technology so that we're minimizing the amount of shipping and handling necessary to sell each item. And we charge the lowest fees in luxury. So Tradesy sellers earn more while Tradesy buyers pay less.
And then I wanted to ask you, you know, it's always been a conundrum to me. So many of these items that you see available, they're brand new. They've never been used. Why is it that people are buying these items, presumably at full retail, and then they're selling it, obviously not at full price? Why does it happen? I mean, it's great if you can score something like that. I believe you say something like 60% of the items on Tradesy are actually brand new and unused. So they're great for gift giving or for yourself personally. And then also want to just ask you really quickly, how much are people spending on average? And do you see them spending more?
Sure. So yes, 60% of our items are new or like new. 40% are new with tags. So the remainder are just sort of, they've barely been worn or they're in brand new type condition. But either way, the way that that happens, and I wonder if this has ever happened to you, I know it's happened to me, is that you go shopping, buy something you love, miss the return window, think you're going to wear it. It never happens. A year later, it's sitting in your closet. And it's really like cash sitting in your closet. And so a lot of our sellers are selling things that they thought were a good idea when they bought them at retail and then just never happened to wear, left the tags on. Those are great deals. That's a great way to get a gift that still has tags on it, if that's important to you. Our average order value is pretty high. It's over $600 and it is going up right now with the holidays approaching. But that includes more than one item, so about 1.2 items per basket. And there's a huge variety. So our average handbag sells for about $900, but our average piece of clothing sells for about $85. And so it represents a very large range.
Tracy, I'm just curious in terms of your business model, how you're making money. I would imagine it's commission-based. Is advertising part of the mix? And if I were to put something on Tradesy, what's my cut of the sale?
Yeah. So on average, our sellers pay 17% of the sale to us. Again, that's the lowest in the luxury category by quite a bit. As a new seller on your first item, you would pay 19.8%. And that is primarily how we derive our revenues. We don't do any advertising, although we never say never to future business models. Right now, we're focused on serving our buyers and our sellers, and we monetize just that commission. So when you make a sale as a seller, we win too. And the whole system is really designed to create a win-win-win scenario for buyers, sellers, and our business.
All right. Well, it's an interesting trend we're seeing here in the holiday shopping season. Secondhand clothing back in style. Tracy Dinizio of TradeZ, thanks so much for being with us.